Associate Professor Andrew Steer has actually picked up an award very recently for some very interesting research into the world of rheumatic heart disease and how it does affect us and how it can affect and how it's linked to scabies as well. Let's have a chat with Andrew about the research and how it went. Good morning, Andrew. Firstly, congratulations on the Eureka Prize. That's, I guess, a little bit of icing on the cake. But the research that you did, how did that at all come about?
Yeah, good morning, Mark, and thanks for talking to me. So our research, for which our team and our teams from my institute down here in Melbourne, the Murdoch Children's Research Institute, and also a team up at University of New South Wales and colleagues in Fiji and the Solomon Islands, was for this treatment that we've developed for treatment of scabies. And so the research that we did was giving this treatment to whole communities where scabies is really common, and we found that by treating everybody at the one time, we could pretty much eliminate scabies from those communities, which has been really exciting.
That is pretty exciting. I mean, did it take long to get through the research and get to this point?
So all research takes a long time, and
that's the short answer, isn't it?
Yeah, we started our research in different countries in the Pacific well over a decade ago, where we just started by doing some studies to show that this particular problem, the scabies, which is a small mite that burrows under the skin and leads to bacterial infection of the skin as well, which is to show how common it was. And then when we were able to recognise it as an important problem, we then, working with the ministries of health in those two countries, moved on to start up projects aimed at trying to treat and control these diseases as a public health problem in both Fiji and the Solomon Islands. And I guess our breakthrough study was the study in Fiji, in one particular small island community, where this treatment with this medication called ivermectin was highly successful in controlling the disease.
Well, that's very exciting. Now, I guess that's going to change the way it is all treated now that this research has come out with the results so far.
We hope so. So in the background with all of this, we've been advocating and communicating with the World Health Organization for increased recognition of scabies as an important problem. And that led this year to the World Health Organization recognizing scabies as what's termed a neglected tropical disease. So that the World Health Organization's now taken on a role in helping us advocate and do further work into controlling the disease, which I think is really important sort of on a global scale, because it's not just a problem in the Pacific, it's also an important problem in places like Africa, and also importantly in indigenous communities in Australia as well.
Well, Andrew, since it is a problem that it pretty much goes across the whole world, really, it's good to see that people in important places are taking notice. Again, congratulations on the award for you and all your team, and fingers crossed we'll get some nice changes on the way.
Thanks very much, Mark. It's been a pleasure to chat to you.
He is a leadership fellow at the Heart Foundation, and it's Associate Professor Andrew Steer. Congratulations again on the Eureka Prize and some award-winning research now into scabies and rheumatic heart disease. 2NURFM 103.7.